¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tonight we end it in big style. The Houston Dynamo taking on Austin FC this weekend. They're coming off a 4-0 victory over Minnesota United in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. You can get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. And you can go out there and see players like our next guest. He is Thoro Farson, had the critical tying goal against FC Dallas in a 1-1 draw recently. Thor, thank you as always for coming on.
Of course, no problem.
Yeah. All right. Let's just talk about maybe some renewed confidence with the goals flowing in on Tuesday night against Minnesota United.
Yeah. No, of course, always good to score a goal for the team and to help the team going the right direction coming up for the next few matches. And hopefully we can start getting some real points and getting up there in tape.
I want to take you into a striker at the professional level here in year two. What have you learned most? Is it the sophistication of defenders? What are some of the things you learned going through that first year?
Yeah, probably about the defenders in the league and just the pace you got to play at and the intensity you always have to carry into matches. And that first year gave me a lot. And it's carried on to this year. And hopefully I can do better than last year.
Thoro Farson joining us, Dynamo striker. Again, had that critical goal against FC Dallas in the 1-1 draw. Just take us through that because it was a wonderful flicked on header.
Yeah, no, I always try to get a little bit of eye contact with Hector and try and nod in his direction and see if I'm open. And I saw that at the near post, there's no one on the near post in the zone. So I just, sprinted into that zone and hoped the ball would come to me. And Hector delivered the perfect ball, so it was easy for me. And I got that.
With Hector standing on free kicks, I mean, you must be foaming at the mouth, right?
Yeah, no, of course. He's a fantastic player and helps us a lot with set pieces.
All right. Thoro Farson joining us here ahead of Austin FC this weekend. I mean, obviously, it's been a tough year for goal scoring. There's a tremendous amount of competition. Do you feel like still from an attacking standpoint, the club, the team, based on MLS and a long season, is trying to figure out how you guys are going to attack in some ways?
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I think it's pretty obvious looking in. You can see we haven't scored a lot of goals this season. But it's crucial when we're in those times of our defense is solid, and I think it's been pretty solid this season. So, as soon as it kicks in, which I'm 100% confident that we're going to kick it into gear on the offensive side, then we're just going to, I think, go on a really good run.
Defensively, collectively, it's been good. Is it tougher for a forward playing in a team that's a little bit more narrow, that maybe doesn't use the width as much? Is it tougher for guys like you? I mean, is it harder to find space?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't think the reason we haven't been scoring a lot is because we've missed a lot of chances. It's rather that we haven't created a lot of chances. So we obviously have to look into that as a team, and we have been looking into that on the training field. So I believe it's going to kick in real soon.
You lifted the team in Dallas off the bench. There's no question. Your urgency, your desire to score goals in that game. With Sebas Ferreira in the mix, with a new signing in Ibrahim Aliyu, with Quiñones there's a lot of competition for playing time. Last year, you were used out wide a bit. Do you consider yourself strictly a center forward now, or could you still play out wide now? How do you see that when you're competing every day in training?
I can play wherever the coach puts me, but yeah, of course, I look at myself as a striker. I'm there to score goals. That's what I'm best at. That's what I feel like is my best strength, though. So I feel like I'm best used as a center forward, but at the end of the day, everything comes down to the coach.
Talk about Ben Olsen, the spirit. It seems like there's a good spirit in training. You guys are fighters. There's no question about that. You're still looking to unlock the attacking and goal scoring piece, but maybe about the camaraderie of the team, how different it is from this year than last year.
Yeah, he's kind of come in and we've kind of gathered as a whole, you know, as a group, and we fight for each other, and everyone fights for the teammate next to them. So, yeah, it's been really good since he's come in.
Are you enjoying your football in year two? You know, it is a job. You're an intense guy. I see you. I see you. And that's why I think I love seeing you on the field, because you're an intense guy. You're 100% football in my mind. Just give me maybe the overall picture, and then you level it down to competing every day. And look, at the end of the day, you want to be on the field. Your day and your mood might go from being on the field or not. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, 100%. I think everyone in the team sees that also. When I'm not playing, I'm frustrated. And when I am playing, I'm pretty happy. So, of course. And, you know, you said it best yourself. I'm a pretty intense guy. So, you know, obviously I haven't played that much this year. So it's obviously frustrating for me as a football player. But the first thing I can do and the only thing I can do is show myself in the training room. So, yeah, I go in every day and try to show myself.
Has it been a bit of a challenge? Because, look, you were a dominant player in the college game in this country for Duke under John Kerr, Junior, and I know that. Is that a big change? Because that happens to a lot of players as they're making their way in MLS and advancing their professional careers.
Yeah, of course, you got to set your kind of expectation a little lower, I guess. And you just got to wrap your head around the role you have within the team. So, yeah, that's a big challenge for me, I guess, because I want to play every game. So, yeah, for sure.
Well, look, it's obvious that Ben Olsen wants a guy who is not happy not being on the field. I can assure you that, and I'm pretty sure he can assure you, or probably has assured you that. When you look up the road to Austin, do you find this becoming a little bit more of a rivalry just based on time and playing more matches against them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think the two games we had with them last year even proved that. You know, there was a lot of physicality and a lot of back and forth in that game. So, oh, yeah, for sure. It's just definitely becoming a good rivalry for sure.
So on a day like today, it's a Thursday. You're 2 days away from the match. You're winding down your training this week. You're probably going over set pieces and things. Is this where the excitement kicks in? How do you monitor, you know, the adrenaline, the excitement about game day?
You know, you have your own routine, of course. So I just do my own thing. I don't really think about the game, to be honest, on game day, except for when I'm in the locker room, and then you kind of start getting amped up and thinking about the game, thinking about the situation, and kind of picturing themselves in your head. But other than that, you know, it's, of course, we've been, you know, these last 3 weeks and the next 2 weeks has been Saturday, Wednesday kind of theme. So it's hard to kind of think about the games. You just go from game to game and just to think about the next opponent. So, you know, since we beat Minnesota in the last game, yeah, our focus is solely on Austin now. We're thinking about the opponent and kind of laying out our tactics for that game.
How about some thoughts on Austin FC and what you've seen out of them? Obviously, they're having some trouble scoring goals as well. They're without Sebastian Driussi. What about some thoughts on what you've seen out of Austin? And, for instance, would you have watched their game last night in the Open Cup, to try and cue in on them or look at some of their defenders?
Yeah, of course. You try and watch the team that you're going to come up against next, see what they're doing. We've seen that they're transitioning to a five in the back this season, so... But yeah, I love football. I live football. So yeah, I watched a lot of Austin last season too when they were good. So yeah, I mean it's a joy. It was a joy watching them last season. They played a good style of football, I thought, a good brand of football. So struggling a little bit like us this season, I'd say. So I think it was a good matchup for sure.
Possible, Thor, you could be matched up against your old buddy, Adam Lundqvist. How about some thoughts on how fun that might be competing against him as he was moved on to Austin FC?
Yeah, it's always good. I think it's always good playing against your former teammates. You played Zarek and you started in the Open Cup this week. So I love it. You know, Adam was my, he sat next to me in the locker room. So, and he's Swedish also. So, you know, it's Scandinavian connections there. So. It'll be fun for sure.
Well, the Scandinavian connection's been good to Major League Soccer. We're talking to Thor Ofarsson, striker for the Houston Dynamo, ahead of the Dynamo against Austin FC. By the way, again, that's a good one to see this year. That's turning into a great rivalry as the games continue on. Thor, if we talk a little bit about the preparation this week, and you know, there are a lot of games, and is it mostly really just maintaining things, or is there new implementation? Can we take you into that?
Yeah, it's mostly maintaining, to be honest. You know, we don't have, I think no team in this period has proper training sessions. You know, we obviously preseason's hard, and then the first few when it's the weekly, you can use probably the Tuesday and the Wednesday and the Monday to, you know, really train hard and get into things. But when you're doing Saturday and Wednesday, it's real tough to get proper training sessions. It's just, you know, the guys that play get days where they have to, you know, regen and get their strengths back, and the other guys kind of go out for a little bit. So yeah, it's not a lot of training these days. It's mostly games.
Well, it's definitely different, the care of the modern athlete from my day. You know, it was an ice pack or a cortisone shot or a little B12. That was about it. I'm wondering, you know, I'm taking you back to the visualization thing. Do you guys have people that help you with visualization or any of those mental aspects of the game when it comes to goal scoring? I'm not trying to get too heavy here, but I do know there's other resources now that players have that weren't, you know, around in the dark ages.
We don't have a particular person in the club, within the club. I've seen it within other clubs for sure, but no, it's just something I do as myself. I go through scenarios in my head, you know, scoring goals and getting into position to score goals, just to, I don't know, kind of get used to if I come into the game, if I'm starting, whatever my role is. So yeah, I think it helps me within the game when I'm in motion.
Thor, from your position, what gets you back, you know, getting a regular place? Because it isn't a regular starting lineup with the front three. It hasn't been. Ben Olsen's still trying to get it all figured out and seek it out. You have time in Major League Soccer, obviously, because of the playoff system. But for you personally, is it simply just scoring goals gets you back in the lineup?
Yeah, I think so. I've scored two now, and I'm trying to utilize my opportunities to the maximum. So yeah, of course, and also defensively giving to the team and contributing in that way. So but I think first and foremost, the job of the striker is to score goals.
Doro Farson joining us here, striker for the Houston Dynamo. You have aspirations of international play one day? I would think you would.
Yeah, for sure. MLS is also, you know, top probably six league in the world right now, right? So it's a fantastic league, and there's always new talent coming in, and you know, the level of this league is very high. So whatever happens in the future happens, you know.
Thor, listen, thank you, and best of luck. We also thank you for the time you came out to the live broadcast at Hugh O'Connor's. That was a lot of fun, too, having you there live. Thank you very much. Best of luck this weekend, and continued success scoring goals.
All right. Thank you.